Well, Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, I pray, Lord, that you would speak to us. You would make it crystal clear, Father, what you have for our life, what you would have us to do, Lord, to further your kingdom here on this earth, Lord. Where it is we're to go and what it is we're to do. And Father, we just pray for your anointing spirit upon us now. In Yeshua's name. And in case you didn't catch it, I've entitled it, God Doesn't Speak to Me Like That. In Luke 3, 21 and 22, the familiar passage. Now, Now it came about when all the people were immersed that Yeshua was also immersed. And while he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in a bodily form like a dove, and a voice came out of heaven, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." We have all asked, even pleaded with Adonai from time to time, "Give me a sign, Lord. Show me a sign that I'm doing okay, that I'm on the right track." A descending dove would be nice, or a voice from heaven. We think that there must be something that I could do, or that I could stop doing, and that he will give us a clear sign. That he will direct our lives. We hope for assurance. And that despite what we see with our eyes, our situation will improve. Or take on a miraculous turn for the better. We think that if we could only put our fingers on it, what God wants us to do. God called Moshe by speaking to him through the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3. Moshe had tried on his own earlier without hearing from Adonai. And we know how that turned out. Remember the time when he had gone out to visit his brethren, and he looked upon their hard labor. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew. He then killed the Egyptian. But that act only caused him to have to flee. When Adonai was called by Moshe, it was different. The only thing that stood in his way of complete success was Moshe himself. not doing what he was told when he was told to do it. God doesn't speak to me like that. How about you? And in Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah said, I am a man of unclean lips. And the angel of the Lord, with a burning coal in his hand, he touched his lips. And Isaiah, and the angel said, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven. Also he said that he had heard the voice of Adonai saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then Isaiah said, Hineni, here am I, send me. The coal had touched his lips, his iniquity was taken away, and his sin was purged. Isaiah was then equipped so that he could say, Hineni, here am I. So that he could do what he was called. Do we have unclean lips? A sharp tongue? Or ill feelings towards others? Or just iniquity in general? Do we need a touch of that burning coal to our lips? Are we ready and willing to say, Hineni? We say, God doesn't speak to me like that. How about you? And in Ezekiel chapter 2 and 3, Ezekiel was told to stand on his feet. That God may speak to him. And he was told to eat the scroll. And as Adonai spoke to him, the Spirit entered him and set him on his feet. And he heard God speaking to him. So Ezekiel was equipped because he obeyed Adonai. Has Adonai told you to stand on your feet? To stand firm and be bold and firm for him? God doesn't speak to me like that. He doesn't tell me to eat the scroll. How about you? Jeremiah 1, 4 through 7. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, alas, Lord Adonai, behold, I do not know how to speak because I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am a youth. because everywhere I send you, you shall go. And all that I command you, you shall speak. Jeremiah was told by the Lord, before he was formed in the womb, that God knew him. And was told not to say that he could not speak because he was a youth. And Adonai told Jeremiah that he would deliver him. Adonai touched his lips, and Jeremiah was equipped. Adonai knew you before you were formed in the womb. He knows your comings and your goings. Do you think you can hide from him? Be a witness unto the nations for him, and ask him to give you the words to speak. God doesn't speak to me like that. How about you? Or does he? Jonah, in chapter 1, was told to arise and go to Nineveh, which was the capital of Assyria. But Jonah fled. He fled from the presence of the Lord. And we know because of his unwillingness, Jonah was swallowed by a great fish. And after he had been in the great fish for a few days, he cried out to Adonai, prayed and repented, and was willing to go to Nineveh. So Adonai released him from the great fish. And Jonah was equipped. Has Adonai told you to cry out, to arise and cry out? God doesn't speak to me like that. How about you? And in Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 8, Shaul, as he journeyed to Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Shaul, Shaul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? Then the Lord said, I am Yeshua, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. Then Shaul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. Shaul, while he was journeying to Damascus to further prosecute believers, a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice. It was saying, Shaul, Shaul, why are you persecuting me? And his response was, what would you have me to do? Shaul obeyed, and his eyes were opened. And Adonai gave him further instructions. Then Shaul was equipped. Have you obeyed Adonai's call? Has he opened your eyes and shown you what needs to be done? Has he given you instructions on how to do it? God doesn't speak to me like that. How about you? All of these were called and given a great commission to lead Israel in repentance. They were immersed and equipped with Adonai's love through the Ruach. Let's go back to the original scripture that I started with, Luke 3, 21 and 22. Now it came about, when all the people were immersed, that Yeshua was also immersed. And while he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. And a voice came out of heaven, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. I love you, my child. I am quite delighted with you. Every child longs to hear the encouragement or approval of their father. But at this time, Yeshua heard the words from his heavenly father. What had he done to warrant such a praise? Had he turned the water to wine? Had he healed the lame and the blind? Had he released the oppressed from their captivity? Had he been persecuted by his enemies? Yet when the Father spoke these words of approval to his Son, he had not done any of these things. He had not yet even started his ministry. The great things Yeshua was to accomplish for the kingdom were yet to come. All he was doing when he heard the praises of Adonai was going through the mikveh and praying. God doesn't speak to me like that. How about you? We think that if we could only put our finger on what God wants us to do, we not only have our finger on it, but we have it in our hand, or we should have. Adonai has spoken to us like that. Maybe not in these, in the same way as these examples, but he has spoken to you and to me. You might ask, how has he spoken? Or I haven't heard him. Think again. John chapter 3 comes to my mind. Where Nicodemus has come to Yeshua by night. Verses 2 through 6. This man came to Yeshua by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from Adonai. For no one can do these signs that you do unless Adonai is with him. Yeshua answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of Adonai. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Yeshua answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of water and the Spirit is spirit. Did you ever wonder why Nicodemus came to Yeshua at night? Was Nicodemus ashamed? Was he afraid that some of his friends might see him? What was Nicodemus' response? Or do we know? Those of us who are believers, heard from Adonai when he called us to repentance. Those of you who are not believers are hearing from Adonai now. He is calling unto you. What will be your response to John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. In our minds, we think that if we could just get a definite response from the Lord, this would be all the encouragement, all the reassurance, all the empowerment we would need. That we could go on and do what he has called us to. But it is our devotion and dedication to Adonai our pure love for him that will cause us to hear the loving voice of Adonai. As we immerse ourselves in him, he will immerse us in himself. To be immersed, covered, submerged, surrounded, embraced by Adonai, deep in his presence in worship and praise, drowning in his words, giving thanks for his greatness, his glory, and glory for his faithfulness. And in prayer, be one with the Father, having fellowship in the Spirit, being washed clean again, listening for the still, quiet voice, and hearing him more clearly and distinctly each time. Jeremiah 31:14. I will fill, literally saturate, the souls of the priest with abundance. And my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, declares Adonai. And on down further, in Jeremiah 31, in verse 25, for I satisfy the weary ones and refresh, literally fill, everyone who languishes. What we are going to do for Adonai will come later. First, we just need to be immersed in him and be embraced by his love all over again. He has spoken to us through his word and told us what he wants us to do. In Mark 12, 42 and 44, then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which make a quindrus, or about a cent. So Yeshua called his disciples to himself and said to them, assuredly, I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. Are you putting yourself into what he has called you to do? Are you putting your livelihood, everything within you, in what he has called you to do? Yeshua had sat down by the treasury and was observing how the multitudes were giving. This one widow came, and she was observed by our Lord along with the others. Have you ever thought, my little bit isn't even worth giving? Have you said to yourself, I don't even have enough to pay the bills, or enough to buy food? How can I give? Adonai sees, Adonai knows, he observes. And he expects our love for him to overshadow any other thoughts. Little is said about the widow. We don't even have her name. But this poor widow gave all that she had. In Matthew 28, 18 through 20, and Yeshua came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the ages. He has given us a great commission. A commission to spread the gospel. You say, I have a commitment at home. I can't go unto the nations. Look around. The nations are here. The nations are in your community. You meet them at the gas station. You meet them next door. You meet them at the grocery store, at work, everywhere you go. Are you sharing the gospel with them? Are you living the gospel when you're around them? God has spoken to all of us. He's spoken to all of us like that. He's spoken to me. How about you? If he hasn't, maybe you need to be praying more like John was talking about last week in his message. Remember, it's a dialogue. To be in communication, it has to be two ways. You can't hear him. You can't hear him speak if you're always busy, way too busy, or if you're always doing the speaking and always asking. Align your heart with his heart before you ask a petition. Then be ready to accept what Adonai tells you. Let the no be no, and let the not at this time be in his time. Let the yes be yes. And when he says yes and grants you your petition, be ready to answer and to do what he tells you to do, how he tells you to do it. And in his way. If this is spoken to you and you need prayer, or you would like prayer, or if you're that non-believer that I spoke of earlier, and you would like to accept Yeshua as your Lord and Savior, the prayer team will be up here later after Osei Shalom. Come up and tell them your need, and let them help you with the next step. Our Heavenly Father, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Yaakov, immerse us, O Lord, completely and totally in your Ruach HaKodesh. We desire nothing more, O Lord, than to be in your presence, completely surrounded by your love. Thank you, O Lord, for loving us first, for showing yourself faithful in our lives. We give you glory for the mighty things you have done, O Lord. Receive our worship and praise, and draw us closer to you. Wrap us in your arms, Abba, and let us tell you how much we love you. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Let's all stand.